Welcome to a very special Crimecast. This is Crimecast 4A, in between Andy Kahn and Murder Auction. If you listen to Crimecast number 3, you heard Andy Kahn, victims' rights advocate. And the episode of Crimecast after this will be Murder Auction. So this one is Sandra London. It's really funny. And it goes out to my good friend, Joe, from SK Central. Without Joe, I probably wouldn't be doing a Crimecast. He's given me renewed interest in killing and cutting and killers. And Joe had a kid, and his kid's name is Caden. That goes out to Joe and his new kid. Congratulations, Joe. This is something both of us find very, very funny. Listen and enjoy this. This is Sandra London. She writes true crime books. She marries serial killers. And I've had the pleasure of dealing with her. And she's really fucking nuts.
Between the land of the living and the land of the dead, there's a place they call Death Row, where all the fallen angels slowly go insane, looking in a mirror and seeing the grim reaper in their own eyes. The undead memories of the lives you have taken, they won't let you rest. Every night you awaken, they're dancing on your grave, demanding nothing less than your whole life. 'Cause you've been dancing with that reaper, now every day you see him in your own eyes. You talk to yourself, you whistle in the dark, your dreams become real as reality just slips away like some long forgotten dream. You don't know what it means when you look into a mirror and see that old grim reaper in your own eyes, in your own eyes, in your own eyes. But what of love, sweet love? Can it cross into that doomed domain where all the fallen angels slowly go insane from seeing the grim reaper, and every day they see him in their own eyes? Questions may be asked, but the answers come back in their own way. As we look into a mirror and see that old grim reaper in our own eyes, in our own eyes, in our own eyes, in our own eyes.
This is for all the fallen angels on death row all over the world. Some are guilty of terrible crimes, but all are part of humankind. With blood-stained hands and haunted eyes, they live with death. They die for life. Execution makes us killers too. I know, I'm a killer, and so are you. Vengeance demands the killer die. When will we stop and wonder why? God help us all.